This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. As data center development becomes a focus for local governments across Wisconsin, the Eau Claire Plan Commission held a discussion on industrial land use at its February meeting. Proposed data centers, especially those geared towards artificial intelligence, have sparked community concerns over their water usage requirements and other negative environmental effects. Eau Claire Community Development Director Aaron White shared a presentation on the facilities with the Plan Commission, highlighting that not all data centers are AI-based and require the increased resources to operate.
They're typically located in industrial parks. Data centers are secure facilities that store and process digital information. AI is what's catching a lot of the attention now, and a lot of the big centers are geared towards AI technology, but it's not AI that's only driving this industry. Anything that's stored in the cloud has a data center somewhere that's storing that data.
White says Eau Claire does not currently have a data center and has no plan for one in the immediate future, but a controversial data center proposal in nearby Menominee shows private companies are considering the Chippewa Valley as a potential location for them. He also explained why some communities are welcoming data center development.
They are highly taxed from a property tax standpoint. Industrial projects, there's a huge number of state tax breaks that are built into industrial expansions. So they pay a very limited industrial space compared to other comparable spaces. Data centers don't. They are highly taxable space. We're doing some research trying to get some more data on what that might look like, but that's why communities love them. They come in, they pay a huge amount of property tax across the life of the project.
White also highlighted that Eau Claire does not have much developed but unoccupied industrial space, which would make it more costly for a private company to build a data center in the area. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced she will co-sponsor legislation seeking to redirect billions of dollars earmarked for immigration and customs enforcement in the One Big Beautiful Bill to local law enforcement agencies. According to a press release, the Public Safety Act would redirect nearly $75 billion in funding to help hire and train around 200,000 local police officers around the country. The legislation was originally proposed by Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto from New Mexico. Of that nearly $75 billion, $45 billion would be reallocated to the BURN-JAG program to fund support training, crime victim assistance programs, and crime prevention. Nearly $30 billion would be reallocated to the COPS hiring program. In the press release, Senator Baldwin says it's clear that President Donald Trump's ICE is out of control and the influx of masked, armed, and untrained agents is making communities less safe. She says ICE doesn't need a blank check and the funding should be used to double down on investing in local police to ensure safety. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is sharing its most common reported complaints from 2025. According to a press release, landlord-tenant issues remain the top complaint for the third year in a row with over 2,600 official complaints. Many of those issues involve things like security deposit returns, infestations, evictions, and mold. Telemarketing was the second most common complaint and the only other topic to bring in over 1,000 reports, mostly regarding robocalls, harassment, and various scam practices. Other notable common complaints over the course of 2025 include nearly 650 home improvement complaints, over 450 reports of identity theft, over 200 travel-related complaints, and nearly 450 motor vehicle repair complaints. According to the press release, there were nearly 12,000 complaints filed with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture and Consumer Protection in total in 2025. Agency officials say Wisconsin also returned a total of over $4 million to consumers. The Wisconsin State Legislature's Joint Finance Committee unanimously approved the release of $10 million in funding to support the construction of a new mental health and substance abuse treatment center in Chippewa Falls. The one-time grant payment will go towards the construction of the new Rogers Behavioral Health Facility to help replace some of the services lost with the closure of HSHS St. Joseph's Hospital 2 years ago. Rogers Behavioral Health officials say they expect to open the new treatment center sometime in early 2027. The school district of Cadott has placed its financial director, Danielle Mittermeier, on leave following accusations of embezzlement. According to court documents, Mittermeier is facing federal charges after being accused of stealing nearly $200,000 from the Alma Center Humbird, Maryland School District between 2021 and this last August. School district of Cadott officials say they have no reason to believe that any of their funds were mishandled in any way, but will seek out an independent firm to conduct a thorough investigation of its finances. University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire accounting students will once again offer residents free assistance with their tax returns. According to a press release, students will offer free income tax return preparation through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program this spring. Residents looking to take advantage of the help should have an income of $67,000 or less. They must also register ahead of time on the UWEC website, and appointments will be held at the Davies Center every Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. from March 6th through April 3rd. The Eau Claire Community Foundation is accepting proposals for funding through its Physicians Community Impact Fund. The program provides grant funding to nonprofits seeking to support healthcare services in the Chippewa Valley, focusing on a different aspect of healthcare each year. For 2026, the grant funding will go towards supporting preventative health in the region. Nonprofits can receive grants of up to $15,000 to support those programs this year. Proposals will be accepted through the end of the month, and grants will be awarded in May. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks in Orlando. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks in Orlando tonight to take on the Magic. Milwaukee now with a three-game winning streak. The Magic are three games above the 500 mark, but they've lost six of their last 10 games. College hoops. The Badgers on the road tomorrow night against Illinois. The Fighting Illini ranked fifth in the nation. Game time 7 p.m. NFL. The Seahawks beat the Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl. New England head coach Mike Vrabel on the loss.
Just like every year, somebody's going to lose this game, and we have to remember what it feels like and make sure that it's not repeated.
The Seahawks' Kenneth Walker III told in high school he'd never play football because of blood clots. Could he believe he was voted the game's MVP?
Nah. If I would tell myself as a kid right now, I wouldn't have guessed that I would be the one to win an MVP. So it's a surreal moment, you know, and it doesn't happen without the guys in the locker room.
At Seahawks running back Kenneth Walker from Super Bowl 60, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a high of 39 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We could catch a few sprinkles or flurries late tonight. Our low right around 30. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.